It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome to a special ACC Baseball Championship edition of the Cards Cast. I am senior writer Michael McCammon from Cardinal Authority on location in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a beautiful day it was as Louisville got the whole ACC tournament event started. 11 o'clock first pitch, the number 7 seed Louisville Cardinals taking on the number 11 seed Clemson Tigers, and, you know, it was a show. And what's interesting is Louisville arrived here in Charlotte kind of in a rare position. Unlike previous years, this was a bunch that was obviously needing some wins. The preseason pick to win the ACC, Louisville, as we've documented quite well, has struggled down the stretch. They got swept in 3 of the last 4 weekend series, which is crazy to consider when you think that Louisville hadn't been swept at home since 2005. That's something Miami did on the last weekend series of the regular season, and hadn't been swept in a series in the ACC since joining the league, and had 2 road sweeps that they fell and really put them in a position, a precarious position, coming down the stretch. In fact, because of that, their difficulties to find wins down the stretch, the latest projection of the field of 64 from D1 Baseball listed the Cardinals as the first team out of the NCAA postseason. Crazy to think. Again, preseason favorite. Louisville as the preseason favorite throughout the years has typically followed suit. But this Cardinal bunch has faced a slew of injuries, especially primarily in its pitching staff, knocking out early season starters, you know, all the way up until the last weekend of the year of the regular season when Luke Seed, who's been one of the most consistent pitchers for this team all year long, he gets injured. So it's been a consistent struggle for Louisville to stay healthy all year long. And when you're doing that, difficult things or unfortunate things are going to happen. UofL head coach Dan McDonald may not have admitted it coming in here, not admitted that they needed wins, I should clarify. Actually, I'm told he believes just the opposite. I was told today before the event, before the ACC Baseball Championship began at Truist Field, that he was feeling pretty confident that his team would be among the 64 teams in the NCAA field, regardless of what happened in downtown Charlotte here in the ACC tournament. I agree, though, with the guys, Aaron Fitt, Kendall Rogers over at D1 Baseball. I'm not as confident as Dan McDonald. He spoke a week or so ago that he thinks, you know, the tradition of Louisville, the talent that Louisville has on this roster, despite the injuries, and its success in the postseason would help aid get the Cardinals into the postseason. But again, like the guys at D1 Baseball, I thought Louisville still had some work to do to secure a spot if they want to have another chance to get to Omaha. And that began today. And like I said, what a thrilling win. Taking on the 11 seed Clemson Tigers, a game that if they lost certainly would knock the Cardinals out. Louisville came to play, sporting their all-white Muhammad Ali-inspired jerseys. Louisville rediscovered the fight that they had shown earlier in the season. The bats, quiet for much of the last few weeks of the regular season, woke up as Louisville connected for 19 hits, including an ACC tournament single-game record, 7 home runs to fuel a thrilling 15-10 win. Alex Benellis, he tied the league single-game postseason mark with 3 home runs, including, I mean, the dude has hit some bombs this year. He had a no-doubter that hit, I think it was about halfway up the batter's eye and straight away center field, that Mitzinger inserted into the starting lineup as leadoff DH. He came through with a couple home runs, also a big hit in the first inning as well. Henry Davis had a couple big home runs. So it was one of those where for each Clemson rally, the Cardinals answered. Here's what Alex Benellis had to say.
Yeah, it definitely felt very good. Especially after the last, you know, month, well over a month, the offense has not been playing its best. And we know the offense that we're capable of playing and the swings we're capable of doing. And it was fun to, you know, watch a lot of guys come through in big situations and a lot of balls hit hard.
Of course, you know, that first, second, third, fourth. I mean, it just seemed like every time you turned around, a ball was leaving the park. And it seemed like that offensive explosion was just going to go back and forth and back and forth throughout the game. Just, it looked like it was going to be a survival of the fittest. It resulted in a combined 11 home runs, also an ACC tournament single game record. And like I said, it seemed destined to continue through nine innings. That was until sophomore Carter Lohman was called out of the dugout. Go warm up. He entered the game for the Cardinals. He was on the mound for the Cardinals in the fifth inning, and the sophomore, you know, came through. He missed, you know, some games early in the season dealing with an injured foot. I think he had some stitches in his foot when the Cardinals played at Clemson when they were swept at Clemson, the first sweep the Cardinals suffered this year. He came in the fifth and struck out the top of the fifth to register the first zero in the scorebook. That was a huge moment. Louisville scored a run in the bottom of that frame. Then they had a crooked number in the next frame and were able to start really giving themselves a, not a sure win, but gave themselves a little bit of breather. And then obviously we saw Michael Kerrion come in and close it out with the ninth in the ninth. Big win. Louisville will now face Georgia Tech on Thursday at 3-ish, because it obviously depends on what happens in front of them. And a game that if Louisville wins, they advance to the semifinals of the ACC baseball championship. Not something that Louisville baseball has done very often since joining the league. Had a chance to catch up with Carter Lohman and talk about his really key performance to help spark the Cardinals to a win after the big 15-10 win today.
Excited to bring in Carter Lohman, Louisville pitcher, into the Cards Cast. Big win for the Cardinals today. Opened up the ACC baseball championship with an offensive outing, 15-10 over Clemson, kind of avenging a sweep that the Cardinals fell at Clemson the first weekend in May. And as the score says, it's 15-10. So Louisville had seven home runs, a lot of exciting offense in the game. But it was pitcher Carter Lohman that came in and kind of shut Clemson down and started letting Louisville get that advantage. Carter joining us here in the Cards Cast. And Carter, it was. I mean, when you're sitting there, you came in the fourth inning. But as you're watching from the side and seeing all these long balls leaving the yard, what's your thought as you're watching this before you come into the game?
Well, my first thought was like this field was a boombox. I had both sides, bomb, bomb, bomb. And it's kind of crazy, honestly, to watch it at first.
And then when you get your number called, are you like, oh, no, you know, how many?
No, not exactly.
Go ahead.
Not exactly. My first thought was just live low and get ahead and I'll be fine. And if I get let up a home run, I let up a home run, but just move on from that.
But you did. You came out, struck out the side. I mean, that had to be just a thrilling moment. I mean, when we've already seen multiple home runs on both sides. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that felt great. That was a big statement for me and the team to get that momentum.
What's it like on the mound in those type of situations? Obviously, there's a ton of pressure. Each team's trying to create some separation there. And then for the pitcher to come in like you did and get one, two, three strikeouts to just blank them, in that top half of the inning. What's the emotions like? What's that experience like on the mound for you?
Well, my thought was just take this game as just a normal game. It's just the game of baseball. So I wasn't trying to put too much pressure on, like, oh, we have to win. It's an ACC tournament. So that was my first thought. And then execution-wise, I'll just get ahead, and from there I'll just keep attacking.
And this is one of your longer outings of the year. We were talking to your head coach, Dan McDonald, earlier, and he said he didn't really bring up that it's a must-win situation or that you need to strengthen your resume or anything like that. But as a player, did your teammates feel like this was today, like the game against Clemson was a must-win?
Not necessarily that was a must win, but I think for us it was more of like a revenge game because we did get swept by them earlier and we were definitely chomping at the bits to get that W.
Yeah, you didn't get to face them last time when you guys were in Clemson.
No, I did not. I was actually injured. I got cut up on my foot and needed to get stitches, but
ouch.
Luckily it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and now you make your great return to pitch like you did against the Tigers today. But going back to you observing what was happening offensively, how exciting is it to be a teammate, though, when you're seeing, Ben Metzinger hit a couple, Henry Davis hit a couple, and then obviously Alec Vanellis had an ACC tournament record with three home runs in a game. What's that like watching your teammates go off like that?
It's a ton of fun. I mean, we haven't had the best weeks recently hitting the ball, and it was just awesome to see them get back into stride and hit the ball hard in a lot of places on the ball in the ballpark.
Obviously, as you mentioned, offensively, it hasn't been great the last couple weeks or so. You've had a good outing here or there, but for the most part, you've been struggling to score some runs. And I imagine that kind of makes things a little maybe, I don't know if difficult's the right word, but maybe a little somber amongst the team in the clubhouse or whatever. What was it like after posting 15 runs in today's win?
Just a lot of fun. Baseball is a fun game, but it could get tough sometimes when the ball is going out like that. A lot of times, it makes it a lot more fun than it usually would be.
What was the message from Dan McDonald out in the outfield after the game today?
Just bring energy and have fun, really. Just play loose.
Next up for you guys, well, you get tomorrow off. Which is always nice, mm-hmm. but then you have Georgia Tech, a team that scored a lot of runs against you guys in the first, I guess it was the ACC regular season opener for both programs. Number 2 seed coming in. How big of a game is this for you guys now?
I don't know if it's a big game, but I mean, obviously we want to come in and win, but it's just a game, really. I think we do our thing, we'll be fine.
Does the postseason have a different feel for you?
Yeah, it definitely has a different feel. It's more exciting and the pressure a little bit higher. But, I mean, if you just think about it as a baseball game, and you don't have to play too tight and just have fun with it.
Again, we're joined by Carter Lohman here on the Cards Cast. Pitched 4 innings, gave up just 2 runs on 3 hits, struck out 8 against struck out 8 Tigers today in Louisville's big 15-10 win. In the ACC baseball championship opener, when you're humming, when you're throwing guys like that, striking one after another, it seemed like there for a stretch. How do your teammates treat you? I know different pitchers can be superstitious. Do you like to go in the dugout and just, hey, leave me alone? Or what's the interaction like when you're in the dugout waiting to come back out on the mound?
I've never been a superstitious type. And I mean, I kind of sit by myself, but I'll talk to people and I'll still have fun, especially when we're hitting like that. I'll get up and be like, yell. But I'm not superstitious at all, other than I don't step on the foul line. That's about it.
Roger Williams come over and talk to you at all, or does he leave you alone?
He leaves us alone during the game, unless there's like talking about pitch sequencing. But other than that, he leaves us alone.
So now, I guess one of the positives of playing early is now you get to watch. Do you guys have evening plans? You're going to watch any more games? What are you going to do?
Probably just relax and try to get my arm back into shape so it's not super sore.
That's a good way to be. But, hey, Carter, I appreciate you taking some time right after this big win for you guys. Congratulations again, and thanks for coming on the Cardscast with us.
Thank you. Appreciate having me. Nice talking to you.
I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Again, appreciate Carter taking a few minutes with us to join us here in the Cardscast. Big moment for him. Hopefully they can get a nice evening, relax a little bit. The sun is beating down here in Charlotte, and I can only imagine what the temperatures are like down on the field. So obviously you want to rest up. The Cardinals will practice on Wednesday afternoon. Cardinal Authority will be there. We'll provide coverage from their practice, so make sure you keep an eye out for that on Wednesday afternoon. Once they wrap up, we'll have some photos and some interview and things like that. So, again, big win for Louisville today. I think I and many others think it was a must-win situation for Louisville. Came through in a big way. Could that 15-run explosion, 19-hit, 7-home-run explosion spark the offense to continue with that? We shall see. Cardinals, again, taking on the number 2 seed Georgia Tech at Truist Field in downtown Charlotte on Thursday at 3:00. This has been a special ACC Baseball Championship edition of the Cardscast.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.